Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Thomas Gibbons. This is episode 2 of Fantasy Football Preview. Today, we're talking wide receivers and tight ends. And again, we have Matt DeWitt on the show with us. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. All right. So today, we'll talk about top 5 at each position for wide receivers, top 5 tight ends, and we'll talk sleepers, best rookies. And then we pose a few questions. We have, where do you draft Kevin White? Is Antonio Gates the top 5 tight end? And can Amari Cooper be a wide receiver 1 in daily fantasy leagues? So, Matt, let's get right into it. Who are your top 5 wide receivers?
At the number 1, I have Odell Beckham Jr., of course, because you can't go wrong with Odell Beckham Jr. after that catch that he made. Number 2, I have Antonio Brown, Steelers number 1. I got DeAndre Hopkins at 3, Brandon Marshall at 4, and Jordy Nelson at 5. How about you?
My top 5, I got Antonio Brown. He racks up yards. He's the top guy in Pittsburgh, so he's bound to have another. He's gonna have another great year. Ben Roethlisberger shows no signs of slowing down. I got Odell Beckham Jr. He had 12 touchdowns his rookie year, 13 last year. I don't see any drop off anytime soon. He's gonna have another great year. I have Julio Jones from Atlanta. Can't go wrong with him. Dez Bryant. You know, I think Tony Romo's battled the injuries. He's really been banged up, but, you know, I think he's got one more run in him. You know, he's getting up there in age, but him has always connected. And, you know, it's important for Romo to stay healthy, or otherwise Dez could fall out of the top 5 because let's go in there. They have trouble finding him. And then round out the top 5, I got Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson took the league by storm last year. He's got a great young QB in Blake Bortles. And I really think that he's going to have another great year. Bortles is on the up and coming. Jaguars' defense is a lot better, so it's going to lead to more offensive time and hopefully better numbers to make him an even better top 5 wide receiver. So looking at your top 5, you have DeAndre Hopkins, Marshall, and Nelson, 3 guys that I did not have. So
right, well,
talk about Brandon.
Okay, you know what, I'll just start talking. I wanted to start talking about Odell Beckham, number 1, because of the fact that I really don't think that Odell has, or I should say the Giants have, any other wide receivers that have the potential to get, you know, over 10 catches a game. So Eli, of course, loves Odell. He knows that when he throws the ball up, he can feel confident that Odell will go up and get it against any cornerback in the league. And he has proven himself for 2 years now. So I put him at the number 1 because I think that he's going to give you the most consistent points time and time again in his third season. And then obviously I have Antonio Brown, the 2, because I really do think that Antonio Brown is probably the most reliable wide receiver in terms of his speed, his ability, his height. He can go up and get really anything. He's got the confidence. Yeah, he stays healthy. He's got the confidence that you need to succeed in the NFL, and I think he's also going to have a great year. But, yeah, for getting into these 3 that you don't have in the top 5, I got DeAndre Hopkins because I'm pretty sure last year, I mean, the ball was thrown to DeAndre Hopkins probably 50-60% of the time, or 50-60% of, like, all receivers in on the team. He was throwing the ball like more than half of the entire throws. So I think that DeAndre Hopkins is going to get tons of looks this year, especially with Brock Osweiler as a new quarterback. Is going to be, you know, looking kind of towards some veteran leadership on the team. So he's going to be checking down to Hopkins a lot. Of course, that does come with the notion that Hopkins is going to be covered by the best corners in the NFL. But I do think that he has the ability to break free a lot and get some deep balls, get some short passes, get some screens, things like that. So I think he'll rack up yardage, and I think he'll have a good year on touchdowns too. And then we have Brandon Marshall. And, I mean, Brandon Marshall's last year on the Bears was shaky, but then he got traded in a new scenario in New York, and he did pretty good for himself. He had one of the best years of his career. And I think that he's really found a fit for him in New York with the Jets, and I think that he's going to have a good year again. I think that he might even see some improvement, maybe. I mean, you could start to see a little downfall. He's getting a little bit older, but I mean, he did challenge Antonio Brown, saying he had more yards than him, so we'll see what happens about that. And then I have Jordy Nelson. I know Jordy got hurt last year, but I think that Jordy is another really consistent wide receiver. I think he's going to get you consistent yards and points. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers loves him, and he'll look to throw to him almost every time he'll check if he's open. So Yeah, that's why I got those three in the top five. I just think that their overall consistency will be better than any other receiver that maybe might make some dazzling plays or go up and get a long ball every now and again.
Yeah. So when you talk about DeAndre Hopkins, there's no question that he's a top wide receiver in the league. You know, he's got breakout speed, and it's going to be a challenge as a start to be guarded by the best corner, as it always is. But I feel the reason he wasn't in my top five was, you know, there's still guys like Dez Bryant and – Who else did I have? You know, Allen Robinson, Julio Jones. I think those guys are a lot better than Nelson and Hopkins, especially Hopkins. I think, you know, he's a deep ball threat. And, you know, we all know last year that Osweiler's having trouble with the deep ball. So I'm sure it's something he's worked on. I'm sure it's not going to be terrible for the rest of his career. But then Houston, you know, they just don't have Hopkins anymore. You know, they got Will Fuller from Notre Dame. He's got 4 speed. So, you know, it's going to be passed around a lot, but he's going to get catches. He's going to have games like he did last year where he caught 10 or 12 balls a game. It's just that I think off the bat he's not a top five, but I think come down the line I can agree that he's a top five.
Right, right.
And then, what you said, Jordy Nelson, he's back from injury. You know, he was really becoming one of the top guys in the league until he got hurt. So he's another fast wide out, runs quick routes. He's Aaron Rodgers' guy. So yeah, I'm just gonna go to him a lot. But and then you had Brandon Marshall. Yeah, his career was rejuvenated in New York, and again one of his career. He had one of like the best stretch in the whole entire league last year with touchdown catches. Especially red zone. He's really good in the red zone. I think it's something that fantasy owners see, and that's why he's receiver right off
the... Your mic seems to be cutting out a little bit. No clue if you can fix that or not, but you might want to check that out. So I guess with that, I'll jump into the sleepers for wide receiver. I'll talk about my sleeper first, and then maybe we can hear from Thomas if his mic stops. I'm kind of cutting out and things like that. But so my sleeper that I have is Josh Gordon. Now, of course, as we all know, Josh Gordon has trouble staying off the weed. He's probably, I think, suspended for 4 games this year. And then,
yeah, suspended.
Right, okay, so he's suspended for 4 games. He's going to come back. But I really think that Cleveland still hasn't given up the fact that Josh Gordon is their number one. And obviously, Josh Gordon was the most talented receiver in the league at one point in his career. So I think that if he can bring that same power and same speed and everything back in the hands that he had, I think that he can, like, start to play, like, a number one, number two receiver in the whole entire NFL again. So I really am excited to see what he can do. And it might be great to grab him maybe a fifth, sixth round or something like that. He might be a really good sleeper, top five player.
Yeah, Josh Gordon, you know, before he was suspended and all, you know, he came out of Baylor. He really have a great career at Baylor, but he's shown in the NFL that, you know, numbers always don't matter, and he came out and produced, and yeah, so he's had his trouble with the law and stuff, and now he's reinstated, so hopefully, you know, he sees it as a second opportunity and he uses itself, so he comes from and doesn't quit, because then, you know, the Browns are out of a number one guy. I mean, the Browns, they also have Corey Coleman, Terrell Pryor, Rashad Higgins, some other wide receivers. All those guys are young, they need a veteran leader. And, you know, Josh Gordon, you know, he's not been said to be, you know, like a snotty guy or a showboat. So, you know, he keeps out of trouble. He's become one of the top receivers we got kicked out of the league.
Right, right. So, who's your sleeper? I guess we'll just ask.
Stafford. Years, and again, you know, he doesn't try to start the ball, so I think he's a red target. You know, I don't think he's a number one receiver. I like him as more of a bench guy, you know, if needed. But he's a guy who can have a breakout year, because when you lose a guy like Calvin Johnson, you know, you almost got to emerge as number one, and Golden Tate is emerging as number one, and he's going to get a lot of looks. Everyone's going to get a lot of looks in Detroit, because the main guy who got all the looks is gone now. So, but, you know, I think Golden Tate's going to be the guy that's going to step up. He's going to be the guy that, you know, is going to lead that offense now that Megatron's gone and someone for Stafford to really trust like he did.
Right. No, I agree with you. I think that Golden Tate really could try to step up now with Megatron gone. I think that Matthew Stafford obviously has potential to get him the ball a lot, and so I think he will get a lot of touches. So, yeah, he could be a great sleeper. The division that the Lions are in isn't necessarily very tough on the defensive side, so I think he will get a lot of touchdowns and a lot of targets, and he'll probably gain a lot of yards and things like that. He's pretty good. He generally is pretty good at getting yards after catch, too.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what he can do. I know he's very good on the sidelines.
When you look at the Lions wide receivers, you got Anquan Boldin, and then they also have Marvin Jones and Javro. You know, they have deep wide receivers. So Golden Tate really is playing through. I mean, he's better, so that's actually going to be a great leader just with experience. You know, he's going to teach a lot of the younger guys stuff. He's going to teach Golden Tate a lot of things. But, you know, so is going to have to lead the younger receivers. That's why Sleepers needs to be number one and two with targets with Anquan Boldin and Detroit.
Right, yeah, no, I think that that pick for Golden Tate's very good. I think some other sleepers to look at would honestly be maybe the entire Bills wide receiving core as a whole. You know, they got Sammy Watkins. There's a couple other receivers that the Bills have that I just think the Bills in general with their passing game last year, they really spread the wealth. But I think at least one Bills player scored over 10 points as a receiver every game last year, because for some reason, I mean, they usually are a run first offense, but for some reason, the past year, they've been throwing the ball and getting a lot of red zone touchdowns by the receiving core. So, I mean, honestly, the Bills, you could look at some of those players. If you were talking about a team's receiving core in general that you might want to look towards, the sleeper type of pick, mm-hmm. things like that. I like the Bills players in general. I think that another thing to talk about, though, in terms of receivers, would be a lot of these teams now have a ton of receivers that they need to spread their wealth between. You look at the Bears. You know, you got Alshon, you got Kevin White, you got Eddie Royal, you got Mariani, and you got Zach Miller. I mean, even tight ends now, you got to spread the wealth to them too. So it's going to be really hard sometimes to pick some of these top receivers like Alshon Jeffrey. It's going to be hard to make the decision, you know, I'm going to take Alshon Jeffrey as my number or my second round pick. But then you have to hope that, you know, he's going to get enough targets and things like that. So it's a really hard pick. That's why I like to pick guys like Odell Beckham, where you know they're going to be getting a ton of targets, because Alshon Jeffrey might be a better wide receiver than some of these guys, but you know he might not get the targets that you need for him to get consistent points week again.
That's part of the NFL game. You know they're going to get add a lot of receivers, but yeah, like Victor Cruz is coming up. In New York, but you know the Bears, you know they're, you know Alshon with Alshon's injuries, you know is Kevin White gonna emerge leading, you know his big contract season? He'll be the new number one, and then right now. Well, back to what you said with the Buffalo Bills, you know, they have Sammy Watkins, they got Mark Goodwin, Robert Woods. So, and that's a lot of guys spread around. Watkins has become number one. But there's other guys that are going to find. And scrambling him, you know, there's a lot of pockets that open around the field. So there's a lot of, they got a lot of players to get the ball. All the great spots to look for like wide receiver depth. The Bears are another one, because you know they got also guys like, you know, Bellamy, who if say White or Jeffrey would be hurt on game day, you know he'd be like one of those guys like a last minute add, because he still can get, you know, 40-50 yards, maybe a touchdown. But you have to come across that once game day starts. But yeah, I think like you said, the great receiving group.
Right, and honestly, I think the past few years we've really had some great wide receivers come into the league, some good rookies. But really this year, there's not as many rookies that we know are going to stand out. I would actually say that 2 years ago, the rookie draft class for wide receivers may have been the best all time. I mean, we'll have to see how it pans out. But Odell Beckham Jr., Sammy Watkins, Allen Robinson, you honestly have, like, everybody. I'm going to pull up real quick. I'm going to pull up that draft class. I believe it is the 2014 receiver draft class.
And there's a lot of guys in this draft class that are good too.
Right, but I don't think they're even close to the 2014 guys. I mean, the 2014 guys could honestly compete.
Yeah, I have to see. I mean, they got this year's class was Laquon Treadwell. You got Corey Coleman. You got Shepard out of Oklahoma. You got Will Fuller. There's a ton of guys that will help produce right away for teams.
True, but I mean, just listen to this draft class right now. This is the 2014 draft class. Odell Beckham, Mike Evans, Sammy Watkins, Kelvin Benjamin, John Brown, Brandon Cooks, Jordan Matthews, Martavis Bryant, Devontae Adams, Cody Latimer, Dante Moncrief, Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee, Jarvis Landry, and Allen Hurns. That honestly may be the greatest wide receiver core. I don't know if that could ever be beat. Because that is undeniably some of the top wide receivers in the league today, and they were only drafted 2 years ago. Really, that's outstanding to think about. I mean, and so talking about the rookies this year, we don't really have many good wide receiver rookies, but I kind of found a little loophole talking about our best rookie. My best rookie wide receiver that I have listed is Kevin White, just because of the fact that Kevin White did not play in any NFL game last year. The Bears sat him out the entire year, and I think that, you know, he was a top pick back in the 2015 draft. So I really think that Kevin White has the potential. He is a rookie this year, obviously. But I really think that Kevin White has the potential to honestly be the top rookie. I believe he still is eligible to win the Rookie of the Year and things like that because he didn't play in an NFL game yet. So, I mean, it is kind of a loophole, but I do think Kevin White is going to show that he is top rookie in the NFL this year. I think that Kevin White is amazing. He's got Am I back on? All right, I honestly cannot tell if Thomas is in the call or not, but I guess I'm just going to keep going because it said unmuted. So anyway, yeah, going off on what I said, Kevin White, I think that he is going to be the top rookie wide receiver. I really like his speed and his power. I think Jay Cutler can get him the ball, maybe get him enough touches. We'll have to see. I mean, they do have a wealth of wide receivers, but I do think that Kevin White probably is one of the best wide receivers in the Bears core, and so I think that he's going to see a lot of touches, and I think he's going to get a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns, but we'll have to see like that. We'll have to see who Jay Cutler likes in the red zone, things like that, to see if he's going to get red zone targets. I guess with Thomas not here, I guess I'll just be moving on myself. I guess we'll be moving on to tight ends. Well, obviously, I'll go through my top five, but, I mean, you obviously know who my number one is. There's really no other person than Gronkowski. You know, Jimmy Graham was in the discussion for top one or two at some point a couple of years back, but now with his downfall going to the Seahawks and things like that, he's really had a tough year or a tough few years. So I think that Gronk is obviously number one. He's going to get tons of touchdowns, tons of yards. Tom Brady obviously loves him. He's been a guy that stuck around the Patriots for the longest time. So he's going to give you consistent points. If you draft him, honestly, he might be a first-round pick because he's going to get you a ton of points. You know, every single time you plug him in other than your bye week, he's going to get you over 10 points. So he might be one of the most consistent players in fantasy football. Then there's my number two. I kind of have a kind of surprising. All right, I think I'm back again. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Thomas has run into a couple issues with his mic and the computer as a whole. So I was talking about tight ends, so I guess I'll keep going on. I have Delanie Walker from the Titans as my number two tight end because Delanie Walker on the Titans gets a ton of targets. Last year, he really emerged as one of the top tight ends in the league because of the targets that he got. And I really think that he, you know, sort of turned into one of the best tight ends in the NFL and things like that. He has great hands. He's got great size. He can block really well. And he had a ton of yards last year. He's more of a yards kind of type of guy. He didn't get as many touchdowns. But I think this year they might look to give him the ball a little bit more in the red zone because he's kind of proven that he can hold on to the ball and get some yards after catching. So we'll see what happens. But I really think Delaney Walker is going to be another guy that's one of your most consistent tight ends. And then next we have Greg Olsen. Obviously, he's Cam Newton's favorite receiver, so Greg Olsen's going to get the ball a ton in the red zone. That's just a given, so I don't really have to explain much. You've seen what he can do. Then we have Julius Thomas, obviously blew up with Peyton Manning on the Broncos, was a huge red zone target for him, went to the Jaguars, had a little bit of a shaky season. I think he was hurt for a while, came back. He had a couple good games. I did pick him up late last year in fantasy, and you know, he did okay, but he wasn't half as good as he was in the Broncos. But I do think this year he's going to really find some consistency. You know, he's been there for a year. He's got Blake Bortles' system down under his belt, so I really think that he's going to be pretty good, everything like that. I think he's not obviously going to replicate what he did with the Broncos, but I think he is going to give you a good consistent season. Then we have Ladarius Green, who is a really unique pick. The Steelers picked him up. He was supposed to be the backup for Antonio Gates, but I think he just got tired of waiting behind Gates. They always played Gates over him and everything. But I really think that Ladarius Green was better at the time, and I think he's better now. With Heath Miller gone from the Steelers, I really think that Ladarius Green's going to step up and become Ben Roethlisberger's number one throwdown consistent receiver and things like that, other than Antonio Brown. I mean, he's going to find him a ton in the red zone, so I think you're going to look to have Ladarius Green maybe even have a number one season. I don't think he can edge Gronk, but I think he might be number two, something like that. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I do not hear Thomas. I'm not even sure if I can hear myself or if I'm talking right now. But I'm just going to keep going, I guess. I guess next I'll just jump into my sleeper. So this year for tight end, for sleeper, I always love to find consistency in tight ends. And the most consistent tight end, or one of the most consistent tight ends of all time in fantasy, is probably Jason Witten. You know, Jason Witten is Tony Romo's like favorite target. He's been there forever. He's a big guy. He's good at blocking. He's very good at holding onto the ball and receiving, getting those short yard gains. He's obviously not a big yard gain guy. He's not very fast. So he's not going to run you over initially. He's not going to speed past you, but he's just going to be a consistent receiver. He's going to get you those 10-yard checkdowns, things like that, first downs. So I really do think that Jason Witten is going to give you a solid 7 to 10 points every single season, or every single week of the season. So, you know, if you need to plug some guy in, or you draft late, try to draft Jason Witten, maybe in the later rounds. The rookie pool for tight ends always, you know, isn't... it's not always the best, I should say, like to judge from, because rookies that are tight ends usually don't come on and, you know, play amazing the first week, or not week, I should say, the first season of their career and everything like that. They have to learn a little bit, maybe study under another tight end, be second string for a while. So I did try to find a guy, though, that would maybe help the team right off the bat, or maybe, you know, have some impact in the fantasy points this season. So the guy that I picked is Hunter Henry from the Chargers. You know, the Chargers obviously lost Ladarius Green, so they're looking for a guy that can replace Antonio Gates when he finally decides to move on, and when the Chargers finally decide to move on. And Hunter Henry really looks like he's going to be the guy that's going to replace Gates. He might even have an impact this year, you know, whether Gates goes down or whether Gates starts to slow down. They try to plug Henry in, and Henry just shows some performance. I really think that Hunter Henry is going to perform well. I think that he's going to do good, get you some consistent points. Maybe this season he might be shaky, but I do think he's going to be the best rookie tight end. Okay, obviously with Thomas not here, you know, time is going to be kind of short, things like that. So I guess I'll just start talking about the questions we had. Thomas had the question, where do you draft Kevin White? To answer that, honestly, I think that he's going to be a very good rookie. Obviously, this question is geared towards Bears fans, probably because we live in Chicago. But I would draft Kevin White maybe in the middle rounds, maybe 7 or 8. Obviously, he's not going to be a top wide receiver. He could be, but, you know, with Alshon there, I really don't think he's going to become a top wide receiver right now, at least. So I might draft him in 7 or 8th round. You know, he might be a good wide receiver 2, maybe a wide receiver 3, maybe a flex play, to be honest. I don't see Kevin White having a huge impact in the beginning of the season. We'll see where injuries or what injuries happen and things like that. But I really don't see him blowing up to be big. So I wouldn't necessarily, like, have to get him on my team. I would just see if he's available, you know, in later rounds, maybe pick him up then. But I would obviously not draft him in top 5 rounds or anything like that. I don't consider him a great wide receiver right now for fantasy football. Is Antonio Gates a top 5 tight end is another question that Tom has had. I would say no. I think Antonio Gates is definitely slowing down. He's not that good anymore. You know, he had a huge game last year or whatever, but I really don't think Antonio Gates is going to do much this year. So I would say no. I think he's going to be replaced by the rookie that I said, Hunter Henry. So I really don't think that Antonio Gates is going to have a huge impact this year. So by far, I don't think he's going to be a top 5 tight end. I don't know about Thomas's opinion because I can't hear him right now, but we'll have to see. His last question here is, can Amari Cooper be a wide receiver 1? Now, I do think that Amari Cooper, while he is very good, I don't think that the Raiders necessarily have the type of blocking, type of receiving core to bode Amari Cooper as a wide receiver 1. I think the Raiders have a ton of decent wide receivers, so I think they're gonna spread the wealth a lot. I know Derek Carr hates to just target one wide receiver in general. They like checkdowns to Latavius Murray. They like using him as their sort of another wide receiver, per se, and they love using their tight end. So I really don't think that Amari Cooper can be your 1 wide receiver, and you can rely on him every week to get you the points that you need as a wide receiver 1. A wide receiver 2, of course. I think Amari Cooper would be a great add as a wide receiver 2, maybe in the later rounds, maybe 6th or 7th or 8th round. I think he might be a great add, but I do not think he's going to be a wide receiver 1. So honestly, then that really concludes fantasy football for this week. I mean, without Thomas, I really can't go on anything, as I really don't know if we were supposed to talk about anything else or anything like that. So I'm going to end the call here. I'm going to try to get Thomas to end the whole thing, so it's not going to be 30 minutes of, you know, no talking or anything like that. So we'll see what happens. But I mean, we'll have to see. Obviously, we're going to have more podcasts about more things in fantasy. Maybe next time we'll start talking about some fantasy strategies to do week to week and drop pile, things like that, and how to have just build your team and make it better. You know, we might go over kickers and defense next time. We'll have to see about that. So for everybody, just have a good day, and I'm going to sign off. We'll see. I don't even know if you guys can hear me right now, but if you can, I hope you all have a good day, and I'm going to sign off right now. So thanks for listening, and always just, you know, subscribe or whatever so you can keep seeing whenever we're putting up videos. Follow Thomas at ThomasGibbons_3, and follow me at MatthewDeWitt_. You can see the link in the description and everything, and follow us on Twitter to get up when we're podcasting. And also, I will be making YouTube videos soon. I'll leave you guys a little description about that later. Just give us a follow so you can keep up with the notifications, and have a great day. Thank you.